Hey, Rock Movers. I cannot wait to introduce you to season 4's guest. Today's episode is going to be another one of those that just has so many mic drop moments and a new way of looking at the things that I've been saying since the beginning with these unconscious beliefs and energetic magic, because that's exactly what he calls it, Mr. Shiraz Babu. He is a multi-award-winning author, international speaker, and reality interventionist. He's known for helping people to rewrite their own reality and overcome challenges, rocks, in their lives by using what he calls this energetic magic. Shiraz has helped thousands of people overcome illness, poverty, and unconsciously addicted struggles. He is a renowned personality in the area of reality addiction and has even written a book, How to Rewrite Reality. This has changed lives across the globe. I know you're going to love it. Without further ado, let's jump right into the interview with my friend, Shiraz. Welcome, Rock Movers. As you heard on the intro, today's guest is amazing, and he's going to help you move rocks into a new reality. So welcome to our show, Shiraz Babu. Shiraz, thank you so much for being here. I can't wait to share a little bit of your magic with our Rock Movers, because you're all about the energetic magic that happens. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to hear what you share today, because I know little bits and pieces, but I'm sure I'm going to learn even more today. So welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Karen. I'm just happy to be here.
It's always fun to have conversations with new friends. We met at an event. That's actually where we got to meet. But we were in the middle of all this, introduced by a mutual friend, Sally Anderson. And Sally always makes the best introductions and hands them off. And so that was two different things telling me I needed to get in front of you and have this conversation. And so we did. And I was like, absolutely got to have you on my podcast. So as you know, we talk about moving rocks, which are the challenges, the obstacles in life. Mostly it's our own mind getting in the way. Mm-hmm. But tell me a little bit about your rocks and the biggest rock that you've moved for yourself.
Wow, the biggest one. Okay,
so biggest could be energetically big, emotionally big, physically big. The one that's made the most difference for you.
Okay, there's a few, and they actually go in like energetically, emotionally, physically. So.
Okay, let's do it.
let's start with physically. The biggest physical rock I had to move was at the age of 22. I got rheumatoid arthritis in every part of my body, and I had to drop out of university. I was laying in bed in pain for days, weeks at a time before there'd be like a little bit of relief, and then it would hit again, and it just rocked my world in a bad way.
Yeah.
And I had my whole life laid out, and then all of a sudden, bam, this, like, it's gone. I'm scrambling, trying to figure out what to do next. And you know, you may not have gone through like that kind of a physical change, but a lot of people have gone through the rug's just been pulled out. Now, what do I do? And it was something that lasted for about 18 years with my body constantly deteriorating. I'd lost pretty much all the cartilage in my ankles and my wrists. And I had to switch careers. I went into computers because I was studying to be a doctor, and I knew I'd be in the lab on my feet all the time. Computers, I can sit down. It's a lot easier. And I started to just, live my life that way, trying what I could to get out of arthritis. And nothing I did seemed to work. Like, medication didn't work. Diets didn't work. Supplements. I tried meditation, yoga. I tried magnets. Someone said magnets are great for arthritis. I didn't know how that worked, but nothing would work for me. And it was 18 years before I found this man that changed my view on how reality itself worked. And it just redirected my entire life, because I went to go see him. He was a program that was in India. And because it was India, I thought he was going to do some sort of energy healing like Reiki and just heal, Shiraz, heal.
That wasn't the case.
I was ready for it at that point. And he just talked to me for about 2 weeks. He went through my entire life's history. And I was wondering, what is this? It was almost like being with a psychiatrist, only he wasn't trying to solve anything. All he was doing was gathering the information. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, he's matter of fact, and he goes, well, Shiraz, you believe you're responsible for everyone in your life. I'm like, no, I don't. And he says, mm-hmm. I know you don't think you do, but from everything you've told me these last few weeks, you've created a belief that you need to be responsible for everyone. And it started when you were about 8 years old. I'm like, okay, now I know I'm a responsible guy. I'm usually like the designated driver and stuff, but I don't think I'm responsible for everyone. And even if I was, what's that got to do with arthritis? There's no connection there.
Yeah. What's the correlation here?
So he said, well, you don't want to be responsible for everyone. I went, yeah. And if you're lying in bed in pain, you don't have to be responsible for anyone, and you don't have to feel guilty about it. If people see you struggling to get through your day, they're not going to ask you to take care of them. Your arthritis isn't your problem. It's the solution to the problem you're not looking at.
So your body manifested a solution to the problem you were energetically having?
Yeah.
Holy, mind blown.
Yeah. Okay. And that was my response. That is messed up.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. There was some other expletives that I was really thinking of saying, but yeah, we're going to keep it a little more G-rated. Wow. So how did you handle that decision? Because that's that whole, you've manifested and brought this upon yourself, and you've just suffered 18 years of this.
Years. Yeah. And like some will say, so what, it was all in your head? No, it was physical. My body had deteriorated. I was walking like a 70-year-old man, hunched over. Like there was the mobility in my wrists and ankles was gone. And then he tells me this, and I thought about it for a while. And then I said, wait a second. If what you're saying is true, that all I have to do is say I'm not going to be responsible for anyone else, and the arthritis should just go away. And he looked at me and he goes, yeah, if you actually believe it deep down. So
did you?
I gathered my will and I said, you know what? I'm not going to be responsible for anyone but me from this day forward. Mm-hmm. You know what happened in that moment? Nothing.
That was a letdown, Shiraz.
I'm sorry. But when I woke up the next morning, there was no pain. There was no inflammation. I had more mobility. I could even breathe better. I could physically get more oxygen in my lungs. So I am freaking out because it's 18 years of trying all these things. And this guy says, stop being responsible, and the arthritis just goes away.
Wow. That's a big rock.
It was a big rock. It was a huge rock. And now the damage done to my body was still there. I've been repairing that damage over the years, but the arthritis was gone. And there was a track that was at that place that I was on that track every day because I'm trying to stay fit, but I'm there and I'm doing my little old man shuffle, trying to get some exercise. And then like 60-70-year-old people are passing me on the track. It was really embarrassing. But now I go out that day and I'm passing everyone. I'm passing people way younger than me. Everyone that's been seeing me is looking, going, what the hell is happening right now? And I'm like, I know, this is amazing. And when I went home, of course, everyone was shocked. Like, what the hell happened to you in India? And no one asked me to take care of them. No one asked me to be responsible for them because I was functioning on a belief created by an 8-year-old boy, and it was ruling my entire life. And it was gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's transformational in so many ways. So obviously that was a gift of learning how powerful your mind was in that moment. What's changed since that decision? And you've come home and now you're like miraculously in control of your brain, right? Like you've just got it all together.
Oh, yeah, totally. No.
Totally. What, you're still human?
Apparently, as much as I thought.
So disappointing. I thought you had a magic bullet for us today.
I've got some tools that create a semi-magic bullet, but there's still a lot of the human element in it.
Okay. So share with us how you learned this or use this lesson that you've learned to now become the amazing Shiraz Babu that we know today, the reality interventionist, because I have a feeling they're correlated.
They are correlated. When I got home, I started looking into different modalities and methods to change your life, increase success, you know, change your reality. Yeah. And I found out that your mind tries its best to avoid emotional distress.
Right.
And it will do whatever it can to avoid the emotional distress, and it will create physical circumstances to do that. So I was going to feel guilty if I couldn't take care of everyone. So my body says, well, let's just create arthritis. Now the guilt is gone because you have an excuse why you're not taking care of people. Mm-hmm. And when I applied this to every other parts of my life, things changed. So for instance, I did well financially. I went to six figures very quickly, but then I stopped. Couldn't get past just even like 100, I think 130,000 was the highest I've got. It usually stayed around 110 or something like that. I'm like, well, I know how to make money. I know how to run a business. Why am I not getting past this? And now I'm like, well, wait a second. If I'm not getting past it, then my mind is creating a physical barrier around emotional distress. So Let's look at what the actual emotional distress is. And I worked with someone because your mind hides stuff from you. It's really hard to work on yourself, right?
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, we say that you can't read the label from inside the jar.
Yes, exactly. So we worked on that and we found out that when I was a teenager, my friends, my family were saying, Shiraz, you're really smart. You're very creative. We know you're going to be successful. We know you're going to have that house on the beach. You're going to be traveling the world. And then we'll get to hang out with you and we'll get to come on travels with you. And... Yeah. And so they're all happy. Yeah. They're going to leech off me. They have just openly stated they're all going to leech off me. And so the decision, the unconscious decision was $100,000 is enough that you can live comfortably, but they can't leech off you.
Whoa. Whoa. Okay.
So we shifted that belief. And over the
and
next
how did you shift that?
So working with someone, once you identify the belief and you figure out the reasons for it and invalidate mm-hmm. those reasons, then everything else shifts. So basically, it comes to emotion. I was going to feel guilty if I had to turn people away. Right? They're going to come, Shiraz, I need some money. Please give it to me. Or Shiraz, you know, we're best friends. We should hang out. Let's go on a trip together. And I didn't want to have those conversations to say no. I didn't want to get into angry conversations. Like, this is my stuff. You don't just automatically get it. And when I got to a point where if they ask, it's just a no, without this huge reaction, it's like, no, you just can't. And there'll be times where they say, let's do this. And I'll be, absolutely, yes, I got extra money. Let's go out and party. But I'm clear I won't feel guilty on a no. And over the next year, my income doubled.
Wow.
Yeah.
So in my experience, getting clear on the root is mm-hmm. the hardest thing.
Yes.
It's so intricately woven into the tapestry of our life that we've created, right? It's hidden, it's buried, it's inside or it's outside the jar or inside the jar, and we're inside the jar with it. So we can't see it inside all of the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Obviously you had help, right? You had that support. But what was it that you did in that process so that if someone is struggling the mm-hmm. way that you were struggling and I have struggled, what were those questions you asked yourself to really get to the root?
The technique I've created over the years is called energetic magic. And now I've trained people in energetic magic. So a lot of times when I'm stuck, I go to them and say, use the techniques on me because I can't do it on myself. I can try. Sometimes it works. Like sometimes you have like a little breakthrough. And one of the ways energetic magic works is when I'm talking to you, when we're having a conversation, I can tell when your conscious beliefs match your unconscious beliefs. So be a simple question. Do I want to make more than $100,000 a year? And I'm like, of course I do. And working with me goes, no, you don't. That's not coming up true. And so then now that I realized, okay, I don't actually want to make the money. Let's find out why I don't want to. Mm-hmm. We start looking at the stories that are running, and the stories come up very, very quickly once you get into these conversations, because part of you wants to be free. And so once we found out that was the story, it was basically, are you willing to step out of the story that you have to feel guilty when you say no to people? And that's a choice. People think that's what happens when you say, you just automatically feel guilty. No, it's a choice. All your emotions are a choice. It just doesn't feel like it is. And when you start to take that control and say, you know, I'm not going to feel guilty. Boom, everything changed.
I love it. I love it. So very, very similar to the process that I do. You have a different approach, and I love your approach. It's just, you can't argue with it. It's just straightforward.
Yeah.
So, you know, when we can find and justify and argue with an approach, you know, oh, that doesn't work because yada, 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 right? We have this list, laundry list of reasons why, or excuses rather. Yeah. But when you can't come up with an excuse because it just can be negated, that's when you're in a really powerful situation for transformation. I love it. So I've put up the website. If you're listening to this, the website that Shiraz has is energeticmagic.com. And this is now one of the ways that you work with people and help people to have that same transformation from the inside out. So yeah. Tell us more about that and what you do with your clients and how you're helping people with this energetic magic.
Okay. So when you get that any consistent problem in your life is the solution for an emotional problem you're not looking at, you're going to start to look at life a different way, because you stop asking, why is this happening to me? And you ask, why do I want this to happen?
So, okay. That's a mic drop right there. So say that one more time, because I don't want to glaze over that. Okay. When you stop asking yourself, why is this happening to me? And rather ask yourself,
why do I want this to happen? Then,
so how is this serving me? Why do I want this to happen?
Yeah.
And people are like, that's crazy. I don't want this to happen. I didn't want the arthritis, right?
I didn't.
And in my case, I didn't want, you know, the three marriages, three divorces, to pick people that were narcissistic and abusive or whatever my situations were, but I still did it. Mm-hmm. There was a reason. Yes. It served a very specific emotional need that I wasn't even consciously aware that I was looking for.
Yeah.
So I love that. And that's one of the most, I think, powerful awarenesses that we can have, is when something is really uncomfortable and we're staying there or cycling back through it. We're like, oh, the world is just hard and everything's happening. You know, this is bad. This is bad. I'm just unlucky. No, you're choosing this. As Shiraz said, why are you choosing this? So, okay, continue. Sorry.
So, don't say sorry. This is good.
I hate to interrupt you because it's so good, but there's just moments when we say things and it's just like, man, we can't pass this up. This is those mic drop gold nuggets that I don't want people to miss.
Cool. So the other thing to consider is the opposite. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's not to avoid emotional distress, it's to get emotional satisfaction.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, a lot of people have the underdog story.
Okay.
Now, when you're in the underdog story, you're struggling against other people. And every time you have those small victories, you get a hit. You get a hit of dopamine. You might get some adrenaline. You might get some oxytocin. Right. But you can't come out of the underdog story, because then you lose your identity. So we watch these movies with the underdogs. And at the end of the movie, the underdog always triumphs and gets the success. But if you look at it in terms of your life as a movie, you can only have the success when you're about to die. That's the end of the movie. Until then, you're constantly the underdog, and you may have small successes, but you got to keep pushed back down and have another small success and get pushed back down, so that you can keep being the underdog and be in this pride of, I'm an underdog. I can hit whatever life throws at me. And when life throws something at you and you get through it, you get that hit again and you get addicted to that hit. You physically get addicted to those drugs flooding your system.
And while would you say that that's the same as like that cycle of self-sabotage? Would you consider that the same?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And consciously you're like, why can't I get ahead? I'm doing everything I can. Unconsciously, you're like, this is great. I get to hit another thing and accomplish another thing, and they hit me again, and I get to accomplish another thing. But you're not actually moving up. You're just going down and coming back up and going down and coming back up. And that's your life.
Mm. Yeah, I like want to raise my hand and be like, yep, that can relate, totally relate. So, and so many, I see so many, and this has been, in the past has mm-hmm. been something that did not realize that's what I was doing, but that cycle of self-sabotage is what yeah. I referred to it as. Yeah, man, that's real.
Yeah. And your mind will play tricks on you, because if you say, well, what if I stopped having these problems and life just flowed? Your mind says, well, then where do we get our fix? If everything's just going smoothly, there's no, hey, I accomplished something. But there is, because if you're constantly moving up, you're getting accomplishments. If you go in from what I call problems, where problems take you down and you come back up to get level, challenges mm-hmm. are, how do I get from point A up to point B? And that's an upward trajectory. And right. you get that joy out of moving upward. But your mind doesn't tell you that. It tries to convince you otherwise, because it wants to stick with what works, what right. it knows, what's comfortable. Yeah. So stop listening to your own mind is basically what it comes down to.
So how do you change that? How do you, and I'm gonna quote your book title, how do you rewrite your reality? Okay. How do you rewrite those choices and those habits?
One way you can do it is, you need to learn how to start thinking the thoughts you want to think rather than the thoughts that just pop up into your mind.
So take your thoughts captive.
Yep. And one way I do that is I do visualization exercises of mm-hmm. who I want to be. And right. when you, and this is, you may have seen like in the movie The Secret, you've got to start feeling the way you want to feel and picture you're already in that life. Mm-hmm. I've found that you have to picture from a first person point of view. And you have to hold that thought for 30 seconds or more, because at that point, your mind thinks it's actually happening, right? If it's just right. a snippet of you being up on stage and doing well, and then you cut it to you being in your fancy house, then you get, it knows those aren't real. But when it's an extended thing in real time, your mind thinks this is actually happening, and it starts rewiring your neural pathways so that that's who you become. Problem is, most people can hold a thought for 7 seconds or less, which is about the same as a goldfish, and you need to go 30 seconds or more.
So thus the website Goldfish No More.
Yep. And when you go there, you can get audios I've created called Stop Thinking Like a Goldfish audios. That, and some of them are only 2 minutes long, because you're just looking to break that 30 second mark.
Yeah.
And the exercises in there are just mental focusing exercises. And the wonderful thing about them is you don't have to like be in a meditative state and do them. You can do these while you're up for a walk. You can do these while you're doing the dishes, because it's all about focus and holding those thoughts for extended periods of time. Once you've trained your brain to hold the thoughts, then you can do the visualization exercises where you add the emotions, the scenarios, and things start to change in your life. And this is not just, mental shifts. This is physical shifts. Here's the crazy thing that happened last year is I went to Cancun for a mastermind, and there were pictures taken. And when we got back, the pictures went on Facebook, and I saw how big my stomach was. And I'm like, oh my God, when did I get so fat? And now this is all on social media. So I knew I needed to get in better shape, but I also knew I was not in the mindset to regularly work out. So there's that conundrum. Like, it would have been like going to a gym, going for 2 weeks, and then stopping, because I knew my mindset wasn't there. So what I did was I go for walks in the mornings and the evenings every day. And that's part of my regular routine. So I said, let's just incorporate something into my regular routine. And what I did was, as I'm walking, I'm picturing in real time me doing a workout at the gym, right? Doing the bench presses, doing sit-ups, doing curls. And I'm feeling what it feels like to be at the gym, because I used to go to the gym all the time when before the arthritis. So I know, I still have those memories of what it feels like. After 6 weeks of this, I went down a notch in my belt size. I wasn't actually exercising, but my muscles were firing every time I went on those walks.
Okay.
My mind thought I was exercising and my body was responding to those exercises. So I actually started to lose weight and gain muscle mass. And they've done experiments that show this actually happens. If you've
crazy.
You think it's crazy, but it's
magical. It's not crazy. It's magical. Let me reframe.
It's magical.
It's magical. I love it.
Have you read Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself by Dr. Joe Dispenza?
I haven't. No, not that one. I've read Supernatural, but not that one.
Okay. So he goes into the science of this in that book. Mm-hmm. They have actually had an experiment where people were lifting finger weights. So they just have a weight tied to the finger and they'd be lifting these finger weights for a month. But then they'd also have another group that was pretending, just imagining lifting the finger weight, no weights attached. And the people that were actually doing the finger weight lifting showed, I think it was a 48% increase in their strength in their fingers after a month, right? And the people that were just imagining it, picturing doing these visualization exercises, showed a 23% increase in the muscles in their fingers. So your muscles
just fire. Imagining it.
Yep. They also did an experiment back in the 60s where they had basketball players. They broke them into three groups. One group practiced free throws for a month. Mm-hmm. One group imagined making three throws for a month. The last group just sat in a room as the control group. So after a month, the control group showed no increase in their ability to do free throws. The people that were actually doing free throws showed a 24% increase in their ability to do free throws. And the people that were just imagining making the free throws showed a 23% increase in their ability to do free throws.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know that the mind is our most amazing and strongest muscle. Mm-hmm. And the thing that absolutely can set us free or hold us captive.
Yes.
And so I love that your story is one of freedom and now helping others to break free from the captivity of our own thoughts and our own habits, and just to rewrite this reality and energetically shift. So for people that want to know more about you and want to learn more about you, obviously we have energeticmagic.com where they can go. There's the goldfishnomore.com where they can tap into some of your resources. But where's the best place for people to follow you? Do you have a podcast yourself or other things that they can learn more about you?
If you go to energeticmagic.com and just scroll down, mm-hmm. There's going to be an invitation to Ignite Your Success. And okay. That's a free workshop I do every month, the second Monday of every month. And in that workshop, I work with the participants live one-on-one to change your reality.
Mm.
So people will come to that event and come out transformed.
I love it. I love it. I love it. So one of the things that I absolutely love on this podcast is getting to know things that each of our speakers are tapping into, things that are resources, things that are just their favorite things that change their life. Mm-hmm. And I don't have my, where is it? Oh, it's in my purse. The Remarkable was one of the little ideas that one of my guests shared with me, and I started using it. Has absolutely changed the way I take notes. It's changed the way I do my manifestation affirmations and my business planning. Everything is on my Remarkable. Love it, love it, love it. So what is something that you right now are using, something that's just a great hack, life hack, business hack, or energetic hack that you just absolutely love and want to share with our guests to help them continue moving rocks, other than your book?
Okay. That would be my calendar.
Okay.
One, one thing that I got taught, which is profoundly changing my life, is that millionaires and billionaires schedule what they want to do for them in their calendars.
Okay.
Other people, when they want to do something, they schedule that around all the other appointments.
Yep.
So when you make yourself a priority and all that other stuff has to work around what you want to do to increase your life and better yourself and your business, then everything amplifies because you're saying I'm the highest priority. Otherwise, you're saying I'm secondary to everything else that's going on.
I love it. So the way you, not just your calendar, but the way you book and schedule and plan out your calendar. So yeah, do you do that the month ahead?
I'll plan a month ahead. The important thing is, like, I want to get something done. So I block out in the calendar. That's all I'm doing during this time. And no one can block in that spot. Mm-hmm. I found that, you know, I was guilty, and a lot of people I know are guilty, is that you've got that time. Then someone wants to say, hey, can you come speak in my event? And you're like, okay, I'll just move that time. Now you're saying I'm not a priority anymore.
Yeah. So it's not just setting the time, it's honoring it.
It's honoring it 100% of the time.
Well, I think that's a twofold right there, because you have done the act of scheduling, which is a new habit maybe for some of us. But then where I'm absolutely guilty is I'll block time, and then it's like, oh, well, that's my time. I can do whatever I want to with it. Mm-hmm. But I can see how if it's my time and I'm blocking over it or not honoring it, that also sends that subconscious message. So
yeah, because if you're blocking that time to increase things in your life and your business, you've got to take that seriously. Like, else, mm-hmm. why else are you blocking it off? And most people aren't. They're like, you know, I'll move it, and I'll do it. Like, if I'm writing a book, there will be slots every week, book writing time. It cannot be moved because I want that book done, or else I'm not serious about writing the book. I'm just like, right. I'd like to write a book. You know, I'll get to it when I get to it.
I love it. That's such a great twofold suggestion of the honoring piece, though, is just it's that next level step, right? That's the difference of someone who sets a plan or plan. What is it? Plans to fail or fails to plan, right? Yeah. So I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Well, thank you again. We're coming to the end of our time, and it's just been so valuable. Is there anything else that you want to share? Anything you have coming up that you don't want people to miss? Or anything that, as we part, that you want to just take an opportunity to share?
Well, first of all, thank you again for having me on. I had a great time here.
Absolutely.
And coming up, depends when people are watching the recording, I have every year about this time, which is April, May, I have the Wealthy Healers Conference. And I think we're renaming it to the Wealthy Healers and Coaches Conference now.
I love that.
Thank you. I created it because I found out that most coaches and healers make less than $35,000 a year.
It's true.
Yeah. And anyone that's trying to heal other people, change their lives, bring greater happiness to them, I think should be making at least six figures.
Yeah. I mean, entertainers make millions. Mm-hmm. Healers should at least make six figures.
Yes, exactly. So we created this event so that coaches and healers can come in and learn the tools. So we have people teaching you how to do high ticket sales, how to do packages that sell, how to leverage a podcast, how to write a book and use that to make money. All these different tools you can use, how to make your business scalable. And then on top of that, I do mindset work with people right during the conference so that you come out of the conference with the tools and the mindset to take your business to that next level.
I love it. So where can they find out more about that? Is that going to be on your website, energeticmagic.com?
On the website. And very soon we're about to turn the switch because it's still that last year's stuff, but you can go to wealthyhealers.com.
I'm going to type that up and share that. Is it healer with S?
With an S, yeah.
Oops. Let me add.
Although I'm pretty sure it was years ago that I got Wealthy Healer and redirected it to Wealthy Healers as well.
For people just like me. Awesome. Okay. So wealthyhealers.com. When is the actual dates of the conference or the event, rather?
This year it is May 22nd to 24th.
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely make sure that this gets out so they can see it before that. We're recording it on April 29th, but we'll get it before that date in May so people can find you and tap into all of the amazing content and resources and education that you're going to be sharing, because it doesn't matter where you are in your business, there's always something that can be learned from hearing it one more time somewhere, somehow, somewhere, some way differently. You know, how many times have we heard the same things from Jim Rohn and Tony Robbins and every other coach out there? And then one day you hear it differently, or you're just at a different place where your soil is ready to receive that seed. And it's like, oh, that's what it means. So
actually, reminded me of one time that one of my clients, I was at this event and they said this and it was so profound and it just clicked with me and it really changed my life. And I looked at her and I said, the same thing I've been telling you every month for a year. She's like, oh, have you? But you got to hear it in the right place for it to click.
Yeah. And also, if she hadn't heard it 50 times from you or however many, when she heard it that time, it wouldn't have hit the way it did. So, and then I think that's the thing as coaches and healers that we forget is sometimes it's not about the instant thing that happens in the moment when we say something, right? We are constantly helping people move towards that goal, that journey, whatever it is. We're just helping them transition. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean that that's going to be the aha moment that everything opens up and changes, but we're always moving with them. And much like, you know, children and parenting, right? Sometimes you just say things and they're like, whatever, they're just ignoring you. They don't hear it. Yet someone else says it and they're like, oh, yeah, that's brilliant. And then they come back just like your client did. Mom, I should go do this. And for example, my son, I've been telling him for a year or more, you should look into the drone program. And he was like, no way, I don't want to do drones. That's just, you know, then whatever. He saw a video on social media about drones and somebody that he respected was doing that. And he came back and he's like, hey, Mom, I think I know what I want to do. I think I want to check out the drone program. And I was like, that's a brilliant idea. Why didn't I think of that? And it hit him that we had had this conversation multiple times. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, you're right. I should have listened to you. So it's never about the thing that we think it is. Mm-hmm. Not always, I guess I should say. Not never. But I love it. I love it. I love it. Thank you for sharing your Wealthy Healers conference or event with us. And again, the dates are May
22nd to 24th.
22nd to the 24th. If they sign up for this, is it in person? Is it virtual?
It's virtual. It's free to attend. And okay. It's a lot of fun. It's very interactive. It's not just talking heads. People will be participating in things.
I love it. And if they sign up for it, will they get copies of this in, like, will it be recorded where they can watch it again? Or is it just live and they don't get to rewatch?
We do it a little differently. It's if you get the VIP tickets, which mm-hmm. is $47 before the event, it goes up during the event, and you show up. You don't have to show up for the whole thing, but you need to show up. Then you get the recordings, because we found that people that buy VIP for the recordings never actually watch the recordings. Mm-hmm. But people who listen to some of the people at the event, they go, oh my God. And then they have to go back and rewatch to get more out of the event. So that's the rule for the recordings. Show up, listen to a few of the speakers or listen to the whole thing. Definitely you'll get the recordings.
Okay. I love it. So I'm selfishly asking because my son is graduating that weekend. So I will be able to attend part of it, but not all of it, but I will definitely be there. I will upgrade to VIP. And I just want to tap into all of this amazing information. So thank you for offering that. That's exciting. That
for sure.
Love it. Love it. So again, thank you so much. We have gone over a little bit today, but I feel like this is just great information. And I'm so excited for my circles and my people and my rock movers to get to know you better. Again, if you want to find him on social media, you can find him on LinkedIn. And are you on Facebook as well?
On Facebook. I'm the only Shiraz Babu on the world. So if you Google me, you'll find me.
You will find him, but we'll put all of his social links in the media notes as well. So you can, we'll make it easy. We don't want to make it hard on you. And just want to say thank you so much for sharing your light with the world and taking your rocks and turning them into this beautiful road that we all get to follow behind you and learn from you on. So thank you so much, Shiraz, for being here with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. I hope it was everything that I promised it would be for you, because I truly enjoyed this conversation. Shiraz's energetic magic always comes through, and I was just so proud to be able to share this with him and to offer it to you. Now again, thank you so much for joining us today, because this podcast would just be for my own entertainment without you. So again, thank you so much for listening in to The Rock Universe. I would truly appreciate it if you would give us your comments on this. If you're listening on Spotify, would love for you to chime in to the questions that I've asked. We have a poll now, so you can contribute to that. Or if you're listening on Apple, you can go ahead and leave a comment. On YouTube, please like, share, and subscribe so that you don't movers. I would miss an episode. And then, of course, over on social media, you can follow me on Facebook, on TikTok, Instagram, and LinkedIn. I do hang out in all of those places. And yeah, it's really me commenting on those posts. So please continue to just support and stay connected and let me know how I can support you to continue moving those rocks. I've got a free offer in the comments if you want to go into the show notes, sorry, and check out my free self-worth quiz so you can learn more about your self-worth archetype, your superpower, and your kryptonite. There's so much to learn, and I'm here to help. So if I can do anything, please reach out. All my links are here. We're here to help you move those rocks, one rock at a time, because you are totally worth it.